Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are calling an audible on the show. This is weird. We want to hear if you have any stories about your teeth. Okay, now I want to explain a little backstory. Normally we know what we're going to do. Oh, let's do like jokes right now. Let's just do a fun thing or whatever. Yeah. And then off air, Tiak is telling a story that his son Leo has courageously lost
his first tooth.
Aww, you know? Which tooth was it?
It's the bottom front.
Those ones are the kind of first two. In, first out, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. The new one's already coming in.
Oh, wow.
That's great. Yeah. Pulled it out himself.
It's an amazing thing.
Very proud. Yeah.
So he's trying to talk to us about the whole experience and the tooth fairy coming and the whole thing. And just, I'm relaying some of the stories of my kids losing teeth or whatever. And then Erica begins this slow descent into psychosis.
Yeah.
Of like, can we talk about teeth? We should do tooth stories. Like, I have so many tooth stories. And we're like, would it? Who? She's like, everyone has a tooth story.
Everyone has a tooth story.
Yeah.
Thank I don't you, even Aaron. Do I have a tooth story? What do you mean by a tooth story?
Some sort of story.
Half of one of my front teeth is fake.
See? How did it happen?
I tripped on my brother at my grandpa's wedding and went face first into the gymnasium floor.
Not at a wedding.
I got up, hands under my chin, just pools of blood. Had to run
and
to the
tooth
sink.
Was just half of it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. Yeah.
Why did they pull the whole thing and
my
pull a whole
legs
fake
shiver.
Tooth? What?
Don't you get like heebie-jeebies thinking about
the front tooth too?
Yeah.
The idea of something bad, like you could shoot me with a gun before, like you just make me put my teeth on a brick or something. Like just anything with the idea of, and she's describing like the worst, like falling.
Yeah, like, that's bad.
I want to break my arm. I don't want to hit my teeth.
Yeah. You couldn't stay for the rest of the wedding, could you?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I remember, so my grandpa was like chief of staff at like St. Joseph, like big, big doctor, a lot of doctor friends. And I remember being so upset. So I was like, he didn't check on me.
Oh my gosh.
I knew it was for attention. I knew all of it was for attention.
It's Aaron. She's like, whoa. Of course she did it. She's like, which tooth don't I care about? This one. Okay, so far, Erica's theory, everyone has a tooth fairy, is 25%. What'd I say?
Tooth fairy.
Oh, tooth
story. Everyone does have a,
Okay. So far, it's 25% right in the room.
Oh, I've got a few.
Well, we know you do. Do you want to do one?
I really do. So my mom owned a preschool when I was growing up. So I went to preschool there, which meant I got a lot of benefits that other kids didn't get. She would bring me back a Diet Coke. Actually, I don't think, maybe a juice. I didn't drink Diet Coke.
She got me some black tar heroin.
She would like run out and like have a sandwich for me in the office, whatever. And I believe it was there. She used to drink mineral water in the like glass thing.
Yeah,
I, for some reason, I think most of the kids were gone. and I take her mineral water and I'm walking around the playground outside. Somehow, I really hope I'm getting the story right, but I trip and I go, dung, and knock my two front baby teeth
on this
glass bottle. The problem is no one could find them. My mom said she was looking all over like, oh my gosh, her teeth are gone. So they must have fallen out.
You swallowed them.
No.
Oh.
They're in the bottle.
No. My baby teeth got hit wedged. That bottle. It went straight back up.
What?
Shut your mouth. You do have good tooth stories. Yeah. What? That is disgusting.
Luckily,
you ran them into your own gums.
And so they just went, phoom, they disappeared. So luckily like
we're starting over.
Really, what are we talking about?
Was our dentist, and my mom called him right away and was like, we don't know what's going on. He's like, they'll grow back. They eventually grew back in and then wiggled, fell out, and my adult teeth came in. Isn't that nuts? Thank you.
I want you to feel the most vindicated you've ever felt.
Right, okay. Because I was giggling.
Because you set the bar really high, and I'm like, she is going to fail so hard. I have never heard of somebody going, nope, do over. What?
Yeah, and now that I'm saying this, I'm like, oh my God, I don't think my fiance knows this story about me. And what? I feel like it really sums me up.
But it didn't mess up your adult teeth. It didn't rearrange. It just.
No.
What?
Okay.
And you just didn't even have to go to the dentist.
He just said, he's like, he might have come over to check on him. Like, he came to the house, I think, but he was like, you're fine.
It's not a roller shade, you guys. Yeah. It doesn't retract.
No.
And come back and retract.
I know.
Their teeth, they come in, they fall out, new ones come in.
One way.
One way.
You this way. Would in, out. Think.
Okay. if you have a good, if you have. The bar is so high right now. I don't even know why you would try. But if you've got a tooth story, we want to hear it. That's 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
Do the boys have tooth stories?
Remembered one because of the bottle.
Okay.
See? Oh. Okay, hold on. We're at 50%. Mm-hmm. Now maybe 75.
There was a guy. His name is Jesse. Jesse, if you're still in town, he used to own a bunch of clubs in this town. Jesse, I love you. And I want you to know I'm so sorry.
What did you do?
If you guys know me, I talk with my hands a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he owned one of the bars after the Gold Rush or Ninth Door or something on Broadway. He owned a bunch of clubs and he's talking to me and I'm telling a story to somebody else, but he's on the side and I am like, and he takes a sip of his Corona and I launched that Corona so hard and broke both of his front teeth.
Oh no.
Not in half, but I took at least a quarter off of each
sliver,
one.
Yeah.
Just like, tink, tink.
All because you wouldn't shut up.
It's not that I won't shut up. It's that I wouldn't stop talking with my hands.
Oh, no.
And then I don't know if owning all the clubs didn't have him good dental care or whatever. So then he had to go in and they didn't do what they did to you, Aaron. Mm-hmm. They just
pulled up,
ground off the other side of his teeth. So then he just had two short front teeth.
No.
Yeah, they just made him shorter. They just did.
You owe him some teeth.
Jesse, I am so sorry. I haven't thought about that until you said the bottle and the teeth. And I'm like, oh my God, I broke a guy's teeth.
You owe him teeth.
Like, arms.
Yeah. Like, you don't use these very often, do you? We just make a little.
I did it on purpose.
No, I just, why wouldn't they fix? Why would they go with little teeth?
Yeah. I think it was just like, it happened to me too. I took one of these teeth on a bottle. My teeth used to be long and more square. And then it was just like, and they just ground them both off. And my wife, at the time I walked in, she's like, you look radically different. I don't even like your teeth. I was like, well, what do you want me to do? You can't put a little filling when it's just part of, because on your front teeth.
I have them on the back of my front teeth.
But sometimes it looks grayer. It's hard to match it.
It's better now.
Get them redone.
Is it? Now you just get a veneer or something over it.
Well,
you kind of
have
bunny teeth.
You could.
Or whatever.
I can't believe you owe that man teeth.
I don't owe him anything. He owns the club. He's fine.
I want to point out, you have two teeth stories. We're now over 100%.
No, because he hasn't done any. Do you have one?
We don't
have time for it, but do you have one?
I think I have one, yeah. I mean, my teeth, it's not my teeth. My teeth are
pretty good. No, mine wasn't my teeth either.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we're going to hear yours.
Okay.
But you can't get anything for it.
Okay. But well, I'm not stepping close to you.
If you have a tooth story, this is your chance to tell it. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're doing Erica's new favorite topic.
Yeah.
I've never been more impressed with her in my life. We're doing tooth stories. And if you missed it, she somehow launched her two front baby teeth back up into her gums. And then they grew back.
Yeah, and then I lost them and my adult teeth came in.
Just a redo on the teeth, you know.
Let's try that again. They were pretty straight.
Are we not impressed?
Very.
Are you not entertained? That's what I'm saying.
Yes. I didn't need like crazy braces. I mean, I had braces, but nothing crazy with the front teeth.
All right. Let's get straight into these here. Lauren.
Hi.
Teeth.
Hi. Mine is kind of like a cute, happy teeth story. So when I was a kid, me and my dad went to Eliotris, and we were on the Mind Eraser, the blue and red.
Good one.
And at the end of it, it like jolts you forward. Yep. And the last baby tooth I had left was my front tooth. So my head bangs on the little rubber piece, and I have the tooth in my hand. I just look over at my dad and smile with the blood rushing out of my mouth and my tooth in my hand.
Because were you
cute.
One of those kids who was like rough to get the teeth out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just let the mind eraser do it. Your dad's a genius.
Yeah. Yep.
Just going to let her slam her face on the thing.
Yep. It's like, we're not telling mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is beautiful. Thank you. As long as it's a baby tooth.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Breaking a regular tooth
weird
is...
Weird that was the last baby tooth, though.
I know, one of the
usually
front ones?
Your molars.
Yeah.
I think she doesn't remember the molars.
Maybe.
Diane?
Yay.
Tooth or teeth. What's your story?
I was probably in eighth grade, and I was playing league softball at the time. Had braces. Was warming up before game. Walking away from the girl. She called my name after she threw the ball. Got hit square in the mouth with it.
With the braces, I can already feel the braiding.
Braces are holding your teeth, right?
Mm-hmm. Had I not had the braces, my two top front teeth would have been knocked out, and I probably would have swallowed them.
Oh.
So what'd they have to do? So are they gone?
Well, I had to ride my bike home, which was probably about a mile or so, because nobody can pick me up.
Parents?
I just can't.
Well, my parents were divorced. My dad was working third shift, so he was at work. I couldn't get anybody to take me anywhere.
Okay.
Finally, my dad came home, took me to ER. They couldn't do anything for me. Yeah. Called the orthodontist, went to the orthodontist. No Novocaine, no nothing. Big old pair of pliers, yanking my front teeth back up to the wire.
So they just put them back? Well, it can happen.
They pulled them up. They were up against the roof of my mouth. They were still there.
Oh! Okay. I thought they were just dangling on the brackets.
As someone who suggested this topic, I think I might be okay. Whoa!
Because they would. They just bent back because it was like a garage door.
I'm holding them there.
So I was like, they just shoved it. Okay, thanks, Diane. Thank you. There's a bunch more calls,
okay.
But I'm going to need you to select them because I don't have a lot left in me. Because this
the
is
gory ones here. Move them up.
I have gut-wrenching amounts of anxiety right now.
I was just picturing them dangling on the bracket.
So was I.
They just went...
Yeah. Just like, what?
This topic's weird because she gives us all the ingredients. We all know what's coming. It's like, oh, right. Softball. We're like, oh, no. Braces. Yeah. Just got to keep going.
Jen?
Yeah.
Teeth.
Okay, so in like fourth grade, we're playing tag or something, and two kids are running as fast as they can, and this one girl was so tall, and the little boy was shorter, and they ran into each other, and her two front teeth like went into his head.
Into his head.
I've seen this exact same thing.
This happened to me.
Yes.
I ran into a kid, and he like kind of bit my head. I didn't realize until later my head was bleeding, and I had to leave school and go.
You had the two puncture wounds from his little rabbit teeth.
Exactly.
Oh no!
This one, like the two front teeth, fully into his head. Like he had to get staples in his head.
Were the teeth still in her mouth?
This whole time I've been on hold, I've been trying to remember if like her teeth came out or not. Okay. I don't want to do it anymore.
All
the calls coming in.
I understand. Because there's a lot of people doesn't mean we want to keep hearing.
So many text messages as well.
Thank you.
It's like one of those things like you can't stop looking, but you know you don't really want to.
Yes.
I think people right now are veering off the highway, holding their mouths. I have touched my face more times since we've been talking about this. Nicole?
Yes, yay.
Yay. Teeth.
So my son was 4. My husband and him were at the park, and he lost his first tooth by a teeter-totter because my husband forgot to let him down on it.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. So he just got off and your kid went, what?
He was up.
Yeah. The teeter-totter hit him in the bottom mouth, lost his first tooth, had to meet him at Children's Hospital, and he got 4 stitches.
The word forgot is doing a lot of work for your husband there. Yeah. I think it was a...
I know.
Sounds like a joke gone wrong.
Ruth?
Yay.
Teeth.
Okay. Yeah, about 10 years ago, I'm getting a root canal, and all of a sudden, everybody gets really quiet. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what's happening? And they're like, the drill broke in your root. Oops. So I'm like, that's sad. So they had to stop everything, send me to a specialist, da-da-da-da. Fast forward, just last month, I'm getting another root canal. Guess what happened?
No!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.